Miss Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr. When Professor Vernon delivers Yan's warning to Yuno, the great powers unite to resist Gorg's threatened invasion of our Earth. Meanwhile, Mitch and Anne are still prisoners in Gorg's palace. As they talk together, Bokstar's spy Turno joins them. He tells them that Rocky is in Vinton.
Mike, I go to the home of Mala's cousin and bring him to the palace.
Yippee! Now things will start popping. Oh, boy, right in the Taz hot case.
There is someone outside.
Well, the tip on my conscience. On your way, Turno. Don't stand around. Scram, beat it. Get going.
Too late.
They mustn't find you here. Hide.
There's no place to hide. They are coming into the room.
It's you.
Oh, speak to your eyes, Turno.
Hey.
Quiet out, you are. You mouth, get out.
What he's making with the words. Cut out the double
talk. Enough, or my men will shut you up.
Yeah, nuts to you.
Unless you behave yourself, I shall silence you with a butt of a gun.
Yeah? What if you want to poke his nose in? He had enough of this business?
What business? If you didn't know. I do not understand.
Yeah, don't give me that. Was you sent this rat in here?
Me, then Colonel?
Yeah.
You're wrong.
You are not. You are. Agree with me.
You cannot bluff me. I know this Colonel only too well. I have had my suspicions of him for weeks. He is one of Bokstar's spies.
Yes, sir, Tommy. Now I'll tell you one.
It is the truth.
Yeah, don't give me that stuff. You sent him here to spy on us.
That is stupid.
Yeah, you know, you're sillier than you're looking. That's some.
Colonel is a spy.
Yeah, one of yours.
Listen, Earthling.
Yeah, you listen to me instead. This rat came here to trap us, and you're hopping mad because we woke up to him. Yeah, you reckon we tell him where Bokstar is, didn't you?
Well, you slipped, brother. You slipped. There is little need for you to tell him. He already knows that.
Oh, yeah?
He doesn't, Joe. He fired question after question at him.
Yeah, bet your life.
Will you stop your long tongue from rattling?
Okay. Keep your shit on. I was only trying to help.
Now. Well, Colonel. Well, you have been very quiet. So, have you nothing to say in your defense?
Why should I?
It is useless to deny it, that is why. I have unearthed the one spy in the palace. Am I right?
You are greatly mistaken, Joe.
And you are not very convincing, Colonel.
It is as the Earthling has said. I came here to learn the information that you have failed to discover. Gorg sent me.
Gorg did?
Yes.
I do not believe you.
He called me to his room before he began watching the televising of the army exercises. Then he gave me instructions which I have carried out.
It is strange that he did not mention this to me.
You were away somewhere in the city, and does he inform you of all his plans?
He would have spoken to me.
Perhaps he did not wish you to know.
Perhaps. Perhaps there is something in all you say.
Say, where are you going, pal?
I have work to do. Until later.
Oh, boy.
Quick, Sutton. Joe might be listening at the door.
Yeah, I wouldn't put anything past that, Ace. Say, Anne, you think he fell for that stuff we gave him?
He might have.
You don't reckon he did, huh?
What's worrying me is, how long was he out there before we heard him?
Yeah, well, I don't reckon he's here much anyway. He was only speaking quiet. You know, and... Hey, St. Colonel, you better scram. You know, if I was you, I'd be getting out of the palace as fast as I could.
Yes, I will. When you seek the Gorg, my work here will be over.
Well, I'm your way, then.
And thanks for everything.
I'm glad you've been of some help. I pray that I can bring your friend Rocky to you. Till then, friend.
Hey, what's wrong?
The door is locked.
Well, he didn't fall for my life, huh?
Deep in my heart, I did not expect him to.
I guess it was sort of weak. Still, it was the best I could do.
What now?
We will just have to wait and see what Yo does next.
Come in, Joe, and be quiet.
I have some great news for you.
Sit down, Joe, and have a look at the television screen.
But, Sire,
How can I enjoy this new thing in my ear? Watch my soldiers test their new ray gun. They are attacking that hill up there. Look at the destruction their new ray gun caused. You see, the hill is almost wiped out. Our men do well, Joe.
The Earthlings will not be able to resist them, Sire.
They would be foolish to try.
And yet they will. Most men will fight for their own land.
A few hydrogen bombs on their cities will cure any patriotism. There, Joe. The hill is removed. There is nothing left but sand. And that is how the cities of the Earth will be, should they be stupid enough to oppose our invasion. Thank you, return, Joe. I have seen enough.
Sire, why are we attacking the planet Earth first?
I have told you before, because they have many millions of people, and we need slaves here, millions of slaves, to carry out my plans. They shall work in our factory, produce armaments we need to conquer the universe. However, that is for the future. Just now, we must plan the invasion down to the last detail.
Sire, first I would tell you my news.
Oh, yes, yes. It is about Rocky Star, I presume.
No, sir, no.
You mean to say that he has not been captured?
He will be shortly.
You said that when first you brought me news that he was on the mainland.
It is difficult to find one man in a city the size of Vinton.
What other information have you?
Do you know of one, Colonel?
Colonel?
Colonel, he works in a palace.
So do many hundreds.
I thought he was lying.
Stop your dribbling, you, and come to the point.
Do you remember my saying once that there was a spy in the palace?
Yes, yes.
Colonel is that man.
Oh.
He warned Vokdar by thought transference of our attack on Ron.
I see.
I've been watching him closely, and today while I was looking for you, I heard voices in the Earthling's room. The door was slightly open, and I listened.
Well,
I went in and found this Colonel Whitson. When I accused him of spying for Vokdar, all three of them denied it.
Never mind that. What did you hear?
That Vokdar and his son Jan are on Cosgrath Island.
Cosgrath?
Yes, sir.
Oh, why did I not think of that place? Well, he often spends holidays there. Well, we shall soon deal with them. Is there anything else?
Nothing that we did not know already.
You, are you certain that Rocky Star is in Vinton?
Quite certain, sire. One of my men had him in his power and then let him escape.
Idiot! I trust he has been bugged.
He has. Have no fear, sire. Rocky Star will soon be in our hands. I've ordered my men to redouble their search.
You did not hear anything else?
Something about Colonel meeting with
Rocky Star?
Yes.
Where?
I could not hear, sire. They began whispering, and then I went in.
Well, we shall soon learn the truth. Bring Colonel and the others, too. While you do that, I will organize an attack on Cosgrath that will wipe out the entire island. With the aid of Nuts, we shall destroy all opposition to us within the hour.
Not still harping on that, are you? Colonel's one of your mob. Ain't he, Em?
Mitch, it is useless to lie.
Stop, Donner. I'm telling the truth.
You will remain silent.
Yeah, but I reckon I got
to... Oh, Mitch.
Not man on your couple of teeth. Listen, yo, you big-nosed rat. You're the boss now, see? But later on, I'll have my turn.
Now, when you're real, what's good? Speak again, and I will not be so silly.
Hey, you want to mess up, Mother?
We may have need of him later. As you command, sire.
Now, Colonel, I want the truth. Well, answer me.
Let me use my tongue, sire.
Why do you not speak, Colonel?
I am ready.
What are you doing just then?
Me?
Do not try to waste time, answer.
I'm afraid I do not understand.
You understand perfectly. You had a good reason for remaining silent.
Is that correct?
And I?
Yes.
You were sending a thought message to Vokdar.
I did not say that.
You did say that. That is how you sent him all the other information from my palace. Am I right?
Yes, you are.
You warned him that I knew of his hiding place, eh?
Yes.
It will not help me. Not too late.
I do not think so.
But you are. Already my men are on their way to attack Cosgrath Island. Vokdar and his son Jan are doomed.
They will find some way out of
there. I tell you that within an hour, all opposition to my rule on Venus will be crushed.
You must have heard everything.
I'm so scared.
Well, what have you to say to that, Colonel?
Say to what?
It's useless to fight against me. You and your friends are powerless. Why do you not give in and join me?
Gog,
you will address me respectfully.
Does one address a rat respectfully?
You imbecile! I will have your life for that.
Your threats do not worry me, Gog.
I will crush you as I do all who are against me.
You will never wipe out the opposition to your rule. Oh, you might dampen its flames, but you will never extinguish it completely.
I promise you that I can.
You will live to learn as do all dictators. That you cannot rule by fear and the gun.
Enough of your stupid philosophy. I have more questions for you. Where did you arrange to meet Rocky Star?
I did not arrange to meet him anywhere.
He is lying, sire. I am well aware of that, you. We will have the truth from him.
But my men will extract it willingly.
There would be no need for torture. We would insist him with the truth together.
Oh, sire, I have no faith in that stuff. I rely on old-fashioned men.
Nevertheless, we will use the truth serum. Have your men hold him securely while I...
Colonel! Colonel! There is something wrong with him, sire.
You are too late, Gog.
You will learn nothing from me.
No. What's open his mouth? He has swallowed poison.
I said you were too late. I had a small vial of poison in my mouth. It is quick.
Colonel! Colonel!
You!
Yeah, and he made a monkey out of you, good. He told us he'd do that if you started the work on him. Now you'll never know where Rocky is.
Yes, we will, Nick. Yes, we will. Believe me, Nick. Yo, have your men hold Nick while I inject him with the truth serum. He will give us the information that we need.
At Yo's command, men rush at Nick and soon have him helpless. Quickly, Gorg injects the truth serum into his arm. What will happen? Will Mitch help his enemies capture Rocky? Is there any way out for our friends? Don't miss the next thrill-packed episode of the Rocky Star Adventure, Destination Venus.